People who walked in wrapped in unloaded weapons stood inside a fence while waiting for Milwaukee police to check in their guns and pay the owners with a privately funded bank card. A man who gave his name as Zachary said his .32-caliber pistol was just sitting around the house and was a potential safety hazard.
You never know when the kids might find it, get it, and use it. You know what I'm saying? You never, I have a lot. I have 10 kids. You know what I'm saying? So somebody might get in and go, damn, a gun, you know? You know, it's the best going to get rid of it, don't have it sitting around.
Another gun owner, Joe, says his .22-caliber pistol was just laying around the house, and he also feared kids getting a hold of the weapon. Joe says he doesn't know why state Republicans made it easier to carry a firearm.
They passed that law about concealed carry. I think that's wrong. They need to get rid of them. They don't need them.
But also on hand in the predominantly African-American neighborhood were Caucasian gun dealers who were stopping vehicles and offering to pay more money for weapons than the police were offering. Jeremy from Brown Deer says he just wanted to save guns that had historical value.
One thing I'm really interested in is pieces of history, like maybe weapons from the wars and that kind of thing. I think that would be really neat.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett criticized the gun dealers for being at the event, but said they had a right to be there. Despite the buyback, several more Milwaukee residents were hit by gunfire on Saturday, and police say two men died in a triple shooting on Sunday. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.